going to have to worry about it because they're going to have to get it sorted. They're going to have to get an answer. You can't ignore it.
So my answer to that is they are choosing to worry. Okay, because they, when we understand that we are responsible for our own state of mind, what they're actually doing is they're creating something in their mind that hasn't happened. So what we focus on expands. And when they continue to focus on the anxiety of not getting home on time, you know, they're actually giving themselves a pretty good chance of not getting home on time. So what they, when they practice feeling relaxed, imagining in their minds getting home on time, then the likelihood of them getting home on time is much greater.
Do you, why is it much greater? If I sit worrying, oh, I'm not going to get home, or if I sit on the beach saying, hey, man, give me another one of those, I'm going to get home on time, regardless of which attitude you take, you've no control over Ryanair's decision.
Okay, so let me suggest this to you. I'll say to you now, Frank, don't think about a pink elephant. Don't think about a pink elephant. You got it?
Yeah, sure.
So here's how the mind works. In order not to think about a pink elephant, you thought about a pink elephant.
Yes, because...
Did you think about a pink elephant?
Of course I did, because you mentioned one.
Okay, even though I said to you, don't think about a pink elephant. And this is how the mind works. So if we say, don't worry about not getting home. What you're actually doing in your mind is creating worry. So here's the thing. You could be very justified in your anxiety. You can be very justified in your anger. But when you choose to reframe how you hold something, then the quality of your life improves. So here's the thing. You go for 2 weeks and you spend the entire time worrying, creating something in your mind that has not happened yet, and you're expanding on that, there is a pretty good chance that'll happen. So
yes, I understand you expand on it, but I don't see the link between that and a pretty good chance that it's going to happen.
So what you're doing is you're actually wasting your present moment getting anxious about something that hasn't happened yet, okay? So you have two choices. You can either decide in the present moment, I am going to relax, I'm here, I'm in wherever I am, I'm having my holiday, I'm enjoying my life. And then when you don't get home on time, if that happens, you deal with that when it comes. Okay.
That I understand. I agree with you. You'll have a better week if you don't worry about it. But I don't agree with you that there's a greater chance of the negative outcome if you do worry about it.
Because what you actually focus on, you will get more of. When something bad happens, the angry people get angry, the scared people get scared, the guilty people feel guilty, and they create more and more and more of that in their lives. Okay, so what I recommend you do is when you learn how the mind and body works and you take control of it, you have a better quality of life. So how do you reframe the anxiety around Ryanair, for example? Well, here's how you do it. In this present moment, I ask you, let me do this first of all, Brian. Let me say to you, think about you're not going to get home on time. You're not going to get home on time. And imagine the anxiety. See in your mind what you see, hear what you hear. You picture yourself going to the airport and not getting there. And then what you've done is you've made it bigger and bigger and bigger in your mind. Now, in that moment, what I invite you to do is reframe what you're looking at in your mind. In other words, change your state. So how do you do that? This is what I say to you. Give me three things you're grateful for. Give me three things you're grateful for, Frank, right now.
That I'm grateful for?
Yes.
I'm grateful for my producer, Ricky, who's looking through the glass.
Okay.
I'm grateful for my co-producer, Alison, who's looking through the glass. And I'm also grateful for the ability to get up every morning to come to do this radio program.
So you have shifted your state of mind. You've actually gone to... You're grateful for the friends you have. You're grateful for your health. You're grateful for everything that's good in your life. So you have shifted your mind, your state. And your body, you are now producing good chemicals. Mm-hmm. You are producing, instead of producing cortisol and adrenaline, which is actually your fight or flight fear chemicals in your body, which is actually shutting down your immune system, causing you heart attacks, causing you illness, if you continually do that, you have shifted your state. Now, has the problem, the issue with Ryanair changed? No, it hasn't. But you have changed your state. And when you, this is what I do when I'm working with my clients all the time. I teach them how to take responsibility, to take charge of their own well-being, so that it's not what's happening out in the world, it's how we're doing it in our minds. Honestly and truthfully, I've done a lot of traveling in my life. I'm very grateful to have done it. I've been at airports where they won't let me on a plane, where I've missed flights, and et cetera, et cetera. But what I've learned is, I mean, I went through cancer in my life. My father took his own life. I've had big traumas in my life. So because I have those things, I have trained my mind to reframe how I hold something. So actually, being stuck in Lake Garda is a first world problem. You are not in Syria. You are not in the Royal Victoria queuing up for chemo. You have what's called a first world problem. And what I am, the reason I'm saying that is I'm teaching you how to reframe in your mind. You see, if you're an anxious person or you're an angry person, you will use the Ryanair situation to feed on your anger.
Okay, but you haven't convinced me or anyone else that you're going to help make up the mind of Michael O'Leary to keep my flight on.
What Michael O'Leary's thinking. I'm interested in my state of mind and body right here in this moment. The value lies in the state of my mind and body, Frank. The value does not lie in Ryanair. The value does not lie in whether I get home in time. The value does not lie. The value lies in me. I am in charge of the state of my life. So that's how I take control. And that's how I teach others to do the same.
Okay. And I need you to be brief on this, but I do want to ask you. Mayo lost the All-Ireland in the final minute with the curse hanging over them. Why could they not have won that blimmin' match? Why did they lose 9 All-Ireland finals?
Because even though they were focused, they weren't focusing on winning. Even they were trying to win. You say, I want to have a better life. I want to meet a partner. I want to be wealthy. But what you're actually paying a lot of attention to is the pink elephant. You're paying attention to, unconsciously, all the times you didn't win, the curse that was on you. So when you change that, because it's not happening now, and start to really play past the line. Imagine yourself winning. They weren't imagining winning. They were feeling the fear of losing because they still have it in their past reference. This is how I change people's lives in my day-to-day work.
Deirdre, I want to set you a challenge. If you went to Mayo, could you turn that round for them?
Absolutely. Bring it on. Take me to Mayo. I will go and do it. I know how the mind works, and I absolutely could do that in a heartbeat. I could do it in an hour.
Here, I've got to go. I've tied you up for too long. Thank you.
Let's go to this client. I'm late for a client. I'm stuck on the side of the road at clock, but I couldn't pass the opportunity. I invite all the listeners to do this today. Reframe how they hold their anxiety around Ryanair. Go and have a good holiday, and if they get a couple of days, they're not in the royal queuing for chemo.
All right. The positivity that is Deirdre Maguire. Right, good morning. Jeepers, the day is nearly away with it.